Hello, this is Chantel Hyde, Canada's dating coach, and I am your expert on dating and relationships. I am in studio with Jordan Martin. Jordan, say hello.
Hey.
We are at SoundCloud Studio. Oh, sorry, we are at Sound Studio. Jordan's laughing at me right now. We are at Sound Studio in Waterloo with little Lulu here, of course, always my little sidekick. Some people, when I go to book signings, they say, why is there a dog here? And I say, she helps me sell books. And it's so true. She is a magnet, unlike anything I've ever seen. This adorable little puppy just brings people right in, and everybody loves Lulu. Now, let's talk about kissing today. Two of my books are my bestsellers. There's Fix That Shit, which is very popular with couples. And then there's No More Assholes. And this is by far my most popular book with the single ladies. Because like I did when I was 28, I said, no more assholes. Standing in my kitchen, and like me, they need a pattern breaker. So they choose the wrong partner over and over and don't know why they keep getting it wrong. And here's the problem. Our culture says if you like someone, you should kiss them on the first, second, or third date and see where it goes. This is backwards, people. We should be seeing where it goes and then kissing. It's how it used to be. You know, back in old days, we used to have something called courtships before there was kissing. People used to get to know each other. Women would be walking along and they would, you know, Victorian days, they would drop their handkerchief and men would pick it up and they would say, Madame, is this for you? And then can I take you out to this dance? Like there was just this whole thing that happened before lips ever met. And we're not doing this now. And I really don't ask myself why, frankly, because as we all know, much of the world today is designed by men. And of course, what do men want? They want us ladies. What do they want us to do? Well, everything they want us to do as soon as they want us to do it. And we've kind of been disempowered a little bit because we look at TV and movies and, you know, it's girl meets boy and passion engulfs them and then they kiss and maybe there's a little bit of difficulty. Of course, there's a little bit of difficulty, but then everything works out fine. But this isn't how we are designed to do things. Us women are actually designed to wait. When you look at our procreation, or not our procreation, but our fertility cycle, we have times where we are not fertile. And as mammals of the species, as females, are supposed to watch males put on a display and then choose the right mate for ourselves. And we're not doing that right now. And you can't ask men to wait for that first kiss. They're not designed to do that. Their fertility cycle is all day, every day, all the time. I'm not going to ask Jordan here, but you know, he's giving me that look like, yeah, I'm a man. So, you know, it's just all men, when you say, look, I think I want to wait for that first kiss, all men are going to say instinctively, automatically, from the gut, what? I can't wait for that first kiss. Of course they're going to say that. They're not designed to wait. But we are designed to be the selectors, which means we're designed to kind of sit back and do some watching for a little bit. They're designed to be ready when we are, in essence. Now, when you meet a guy and you say, you know, look, I think I want to wait for that first kiss. And they say, I can't wait. That's okay. You know, you just say to them, look, you don't have to, but I don't want to kiss somebody I don't know. I think I want to get to know you for a while first. And there's a rule that I coach all my ladies through when I'm working as a dating coach. And it's something that I've done myself because, like I say, I never ask you to do anything I haven't done myself. And that is no kissing for 3 months. And it's funny. I can see your face all the way over here, even though this is a podcast, because I have seen that face so many times before. It's the what? Is that incredulous look, like you just heard something you've never heard before. Waiting 3 months for that first kiss? But here's the thing. Don't you want to know who he is before kissing so that you can make a good decision? Hasn't that been the problem in the past? Isn't that why maybe you're listening to this podcast today? Maybe this is why your friend sent you a link to this podcast, because she's tired of seeing you pick the same guy over and over again. And she listened to this and she went, you know what? That makes sense. If my friend did that, if I did that, maybe next time it'll be a different outcome. And the fact is, if you need a pattern breaker, you need a different behavior in order to get a different outcome. And that different behavior is no kissing for 3 months. Here's the thing, ladies. The best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. You need to be able to look at his history with you in order to predict how he's going to be with you. And you can't do that without some time. You need some time so that you can look at what he's doing and can he sustain it? Because anybody can be super sweet, super awesome, super attentive, do all the right things, say all the right things in the beginning. It's easy. In fact, it's even easy for you. We are not ourselves when we first get in a relationship. All these chemicals and hormones that are coursing through our bodies literally change us. And ladies, they change you. I mean, seriously, when you think about the last few relationships you've been in, and you think about those first 3 months, that period that we call the honeymoon period, did you even PMS? Did you ever get grumpy? Did you not sleep less because you were so excited about the newness of this relationship and then not even feel tired the next day? We do something that I call best behavior syndrome in that first period when we're getting to know somebody. It's not that we're being disingenuous, it's just that we have changed for a short period of time in order to put our best foot forward. And it's a very natural thing to do, but this is not the time to base reality on, because it really isn't reality. You can't look at the first month and think that you can predict the next 10 years. That's just not real. Both of you are the best version of yourselves. So no kissing for 3 months gives you an opportunity to really take a look at someone's behavior over an extended period of time and be able to say after 3 months, you know what? I have an idea of who you are. You don't know exactly who they are. There's still a lot of discovering to do after 3 months, but within that first 3 months, you're going to find out a lot of stuff. Now, what are the things that you're going to realize in that first 3 months? Well, first of all, you're going to find out if he's a guy or a man. There's a difference between guys and men. Guys are selfish, short-term thinkers, and what they're thinking about is themselves. What are you going to do for me? How are you going to make me happy? Guys are great to have fun with. Listen, don't get me wrong. I'm talking about not kissing for 3 months, not because I'm a prude, but because I want to help you get in the right relationship. If you're looking for fun, just some sexual fun, what I like to call fun, have all the fun you want. Let me tell you, I've had more fun than most people can imagine, okay? I've been around the block and back and liked it so much, I went around again. So fun is great, and guys are great for fun because guys are short-term. They're not thinking beyond 3 months. They might say they're thinking beyond 3 months in order to get what they want, which is something that you'll figure out within those first 3 months. But they're not thinking long-term, and they're really thinking instant gratification. And that is why if you just want some fun, guys are perfect. If you just want some fun and you're playing with a man, that's kind of unfair. Because here's the thing, men are long-term thinkers and they are generous. They are looking for a woman that they can have a relationship with and that they can make happy. And the great thing about men is they're very in tune with their caveman tendency. Now, what do I mean by that? I talk a lot about how we are naturally. And I take us back, I go through the anthropology. And I take us back to where we were in the beginning and what really got us to where we are today. So 200,000 years ago, when we first evolved as early Homo sapien, we needed to have instincts and drives that kept us surviving as a species wouldn't be here today if we hadn't done things right when we first evolved. And woven into our DNA as males and as females of our species are certain traits, like, for instance, guilt. I'm sure you're well aware of that if you are a lady listening to this podcast. Guilt is deeply ingrained in our DNA on a higher level than men because we are the nurturers, we are the mothers, we are the ones that raise the babies. And if we didn't have a heightened sense of guilt, we just wouldn't give a crap if that baby didn't thrive. So this heightened ability to feel guilt makes us better mothers. Now, a heightened ability to desire happiness on a woman's face makes a man a better caveman. Now, why? What is the evolutionary purpose of this? Because when a man seeks happiness in a woman's face, she thrives. When she thrives, the child thrives, and that child contains his DNA. He wants to ensure subconsciously that his DNA is going to continue and create more DNA. People, listen, we are vehicles for DNA. We are being used. Our bodies are morphed by our DNA in order to perpetuate itself. You are nothing but a vehicle. All these instincts and these desires to do things, it's your DNA going, okay, I got to make some more of myself, get going. So you want to know in those first few months, is this a guy or is this a man? Because guys are not relationship material. They might become relationship material if they fall in love with you and you have a high standard and you say, you know what, look, guy behavior is fun when I just want to have fun, but I'm looking for a relationship and that requires man behavior. And here's a clear definition of what man behavior is. If you want to be that person, then that would be great. But if not, I'm just going to keep looking. So yes, guys can become men, and it's all up to the women because males tend to look at us in order to figure out how they should behave in order to get with us. And frankly, sometimes guys just stay guys because women accept subpar behavior when they actually want a relationship. So in those 3 months, guys, when you have this conversation, when you say, you know, look, I like you. I think you're great. I think you're funny. I want to see where this goes. By the way, ladies, touch, touch, because no matter how much you say you like a guy, if you're not touching him, his brain isn't communicating that you actually like him. So again, actions speak louder than words. If you like him, touch him. By all means, touch him. I like you. I want to see where this goes. Touch, touch. But I don't kiss for 3 months. Because I want to make sure that my next relationship is the right one for me, and I need some time to get to know you. Guys who aren't thinking beyond 3 months, who are only thinking about themselves, it's not about you, it's all about them and what they're going to get, when they're going to get it, and right now, by the way, ladies, please, they're going to drop off right away. The texting is going to drop off, the phone calls are going to drop off, and that's good. It's a good thing you didn't kiss them, because he wasn't looking for a relationship, and that became evident in his behavior when you told him he wasn't going to get sex right away. And then there's guys who want to challenge you. These are the ones who are used to testing women, who are used to hearing women say, I want a relationship, and then hop in bed with them right away, which for them in their brain says, nah, she says she wanted a relationship, but really she just wanted a hookup. So they're going to stick around for a little bit. And ladies, stick to that 3 month date. When you have this conversation, get out your calendar and go, okay, see this date where we're having this conversation. Or by the way, you can backtrack to your first date if you have this conversation on your third date. So go to either the date of this conversation or the date of your first date and go, okay, 3 months from here will be our first date kiss if we still want to kiss each other on that date. Which is important to mention, by the way, because just because you get to that date doesn't mean you have to kiss them. If you get to that date and he makes it there with you because he really was trying, but it just wasn't working for you, you don't feel you're compatible, the chemistry isn't there, you do not have to kiss them. But there will be guys who will stick around for a long time and see if you're putting your money where your mouth is. And these guys will drop off before that 3 month anniversary, because that 3 month anniversary means a committed relationship, and that's not what they were looking for. Now, men who see your heart and your mind and they want more, who already saw themselves beyond that 3-month date with you, who want to win your heart, are going to stick around. Now, here's something that you need to understand about kissing, and I desperately wish this was taught in sex ed in schools. It makes no sense to me that they have something called sex ed and they don't teach something as simple as this. Your lips are secreting chemical all day long. It does nothing to you until you bring your lips together with another pair of lips. When those chemicals combine, it creates something called phenylethylamine, also known as PEA. This is an aphrodisiac. This is what gets the sex ball rolling. This is what switches your mind, ladies. Pay attention. It takes your mind out of vetting mode, that wait and see, that I got to figure him out mode, to time to make a baby. So it changes your brain, and now you're missing the red flags. The oxytocin that you're creating when you're touching, the dopamine that you're creating when you smile at each other, this chemical cocktail makes you forget, makes you overlook, and now you're getting in the relationship with the wrong person. Are you afraid of losing somebody if you say, I like you, but I'm not going to kiss you before 3 months? Really? So the one obstacle that you put in the way is you've got to get to know me, and you're afraid of losing him because you say that? I want you to think about that. The one thing that you're putting in front of him, the one wall, the one block, is, hey, you got to take some time to get to know who I am. You've got to take some time to figure out my goals and my dreams and the things that I like and what makes me happy. And you need to give me some time to figure you out too. If you're afraid of losing somebody because you say that, you've got to work on your self-esteem. You have to value yourself more than being afraid of losing somebody just because you said personality needs to be on the table before we get to that first kiss. Now, you know, taking that time and space, it's going to help you find out who he is. And the man who wants to win your heart is going to find out what's important to you. And because you're not kissing, it means you're actually talking. Because you're not making out, you're not having sex, you're not sleeping after sex, you're really getting to know each other. And let me tell you some stories about what happens when you don't kiss for 3 months. Again, let me be clear, you should be affectionate each time you feel it. When you're with him and you feel some fondness, please take his hand, put your arms around him, hold him close, you can cuddle all you want. You know, I couldn't kiss the lips, but I used to kiss that soft spot beside his eyes. There was so much intimacy that's created. I ended up slow dancing in my kitchen. And in my dating coaching practice, there are incredible stories that come out when women let me help them do this dance with the men that they're dating. So I've had a client, she had a man who wrote her a little love note for every single day leading up to that first kiss. I had a client who opened her door after calling in sick from work and she texted, I'm sorry, I can't see you tonight, I'm not feeling well. Opens her door to get her mail. There's food on her doorstep. You know, he's bringing flowers for her and her mother on Mother's Day. Like, they really want to make you happy. They really want you to see that they're committed to you and they're committed to what will make you feel fulfilled. They're committed to your heart. They're committed to your mind. They're committing to getting to know you, and that is important. Now, when you get to that 3-month date, there's some things that you need to ask yourself. Has the attention been sustained? So do you feel like you're important? Do you feel like you're cared for? Do you feel like he's really taken the time to get to know you and he's really invested time in you? Is he a hardworking man? You know, you should be finding out so much about him. A lot of women, they say, well, how do I know if he's married? Because so many women have been duped by married guys who've taken the rings off and pretended that they were single. You know, and in that 3-month period, you should be meeting his friends. You should be going to his place. So if you don't meet his friends and you don't go to his place, well, guess what, ladies? You're a secret, because in his house, there might be a wife and kids that you don't know about. You know, so there's a lot of things that you should be discovering in that 3-month period, and you should feel like you are a part of his life. Like he is showing you off by that time. And if he's not, that's a red flag, and you should walk away before you exchange that kiss and your mind gets foggy and you're not seeing what you should be seeing. Now, what happens if you get to that 3-month date and you have that kiss and it's not the technique that you like? Well, ladies, guess what? You can teach him how to kiss you. And it's as simple as saying, let me kiss you. And then you kiss him and you show him how you like to be kissed. Ladies, men want to know what will make you happy. You need to communicate. Every opportunity is an opportunity to get to know each other deeply and intimacy, and to learn what will make each other happy. So during this process, be honest, don't play games, and let him know who you are. Now, I hope you found this podcast helpful, and I want you to subscribe to all of my social media channels so that you don't miss all my future releases. You can go to my website, candacedatingcoach.com, sign up for my weekly newsletter, and you'll get a bonus. You will get a free copy of Fake Love Need Not Apply. And you'll also get my weekly Dear Chantal advice column, and you can write in and send me your questions as well. You can go to my Facebook, and there you will find that I share my upcoming events, some articles. I'll also post my podcasts and my Dear Chantals as I come up with them. You can go to my Instagram, where you get a photo journal of my voyage through this incredible life, and Twitter, where I tend to get a little bit philosophical. Go to YouTube, and you can find my podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podbean. And don't forget to pick up a copy of my books. So if you're going through a tough breakup and you need to put your heart back together, then please get a copy of Come Back Queen. I will help you heal and get you ready to hit the dating scene once again. Fake Love Need Not Apply is your guide to online dating and making sure that you're not responding to the wrong guys online. No More Assholes gets you through that dating process and helps you pick the right man for you so that you are getting in a relationship where you're going to grow, not in a relationship that is just going to squash you down and make you feel like crap. Once you find that relationship, you want to get my book, After the First Kiss. This is going to get you through the first year of your relationship, making sure that you don't turn little things into big fights. But we do tend to fight about deeper issues, reactivity, baggage we bring into relationships, difficulties, kids, all kinds of stuff. And Fix That Shit will help you through that. Whether you're getting in a new relationship and you just want to make sure you're going to do it right, or if you've been in a relationship for 15 years and you're just tired of fighting, pick up a copy of Fix That Shit. This is the book that teaches you how to be the emotional leader in your relationship. This is the knowledge and the technique that got me from 9 years of fighting with my man to over 2 years of not a single fight. And then to top it all off is my latest book, Say Yes to Goodness. And the reason why I wrote this book is because in each of my books before this, there's a section where I say, look, things are going to get better if you do what I tell you to do. And you're going to need to adjust to that, because it will feel uncomfortable, because what is unfamiliar is uncomfortable, no matter how good it is. And you need to learn how to accept the goodness that comes into your life. Now, Say Yes to Goodness is a 10-step guide on how to balance all three elements of yourself, your biological body, your logical mind, and your spiritual essence in the 10 areas of your life that you can control, and how to bring all of that together and create a happy and fulfilled you. Now let's create so much love that we change the world together, and I will talk to you soon.